Hi, I'm Chip Brim with Champions for Christ, and you're listening to the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Enjoy this anointed message that will help you train your spirit man to become who you already are in Him, a champion.
Oh, I'm so excited about what you guys are about to hear. Praise the Lord. Are y'all ready? You got to be ready, 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 ready. I was talking to Mom this morning about what I'm going to speak on, and she had some verses, and then she said this, and I was talking to her about the Holy Spirit and the power, and she said, and I wrote it down, she said, I told her, I said, Satan knows about the anointing. He was once an anointed cherub, the Bible says. He chased after that, and it was the anointing, the same anointing, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, so he lost again there. And so he calls himself what in the end times? The Antichrist, which is translated what? The anti-anointing. We are called the body of Christ. And he knows that. And he knows that if the body of translate the body of the anointing, you could say this, it's the same thing, the body of power. It's translated, same thing, the body of power. Anytime you see Holy Spirit, anytime you see Christ, anytime you see Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Christ, or power, they're all together the same thing. All right, so he knows if they ever find out who they are and they're the body of the anointing, and he probably won't even say that word, then he knows he's done, because that's full power. And Brother Hagin said this, this is what Mom said, there's going to come a generation, Brother Hagin's in heaven now, he said there's going to come, everybody listen to me, nobody talking or doing notes right now, there's going to come a generation who is going to walk in this power. He said there's going to come a generation one day who's going to fully understand they're the body of the anointing. He said, here's what he said, we've only touched it. We're preaching it here and there, write a book here and there, and it's all good. Get a CD, get a tape, listen to it. We've only touched it. But one day, there will be a generation. And they'll understand it, and they'll live it. They'll know it like they know their name. They'll know it's them. They'll breathe it. They'll walk in it. They'll wake up in it. They'll know it like they know. Paul said to live is Christ. To live. What's live mean? Breathe. See. Wear. Walk, drive, whatever, the anointing always should be on your mind, because we are the body of it. Satan's trying to stop it. Amen. Are you that generation? Or is there going to have to be another one? Well, you know what? God has need of a Champions for Christ youth rally in Branson, Missouri. And he's bringing them from all over. We even got them from Hawaii here this year. And I believe you guys are here on a special mission. And I believe Satan tried to stop you from coming. I think some of you ought to be more grateful and thankful for the blood and the prayers and everything that got you here. Amen. But you're on a special ops mission. Some of you don't even realize it, but some of you do. But I believe we're that generation. How about you? Full power. You know, the Lord gave me that illustration years ago about the microphone and the amplifier. He said, you can have the best microphone in the world that money can buy. You can have the best amplifier that money can buy, the best equipment. You can have the knowledge to take them apart and put them back together. You can have the best equipment and knowledge. Everybody say equipment and knowledge. But if somebody unplugs the power source,
come on.
How good is that equipment and knowledge now? And all of a sudden there's no power. It's no good. You have it, but it's no good. So here we have a lot of Christians with all this knowledge, and we have this great equipment, the Bible, the Word. We got more. We can have church, going to church. You know what I mean? In your car, and DVDs and CDs. We got more than the church has ever had before. But if there's no power, there's a lot of churches and youth groups, there's no power. How come we're not seeing it? How come somebody tell me? And I'm not mad at you. This is just that coach in me. The Holy Spirit will come on me sometimes. Somebody tell me why there's not a 24/7 TV, some kind of television station or program on Dish or Direct that's showing constant miracles. Constant miracles. Why? What am I reading? Is it not true? I believe it's true. But there's got to be a generation who lives in the anointing and understands they're the body of Christ. Not just, oh, I heard that. That was good. You preached that in our church 6 years ago. That was hush. Live it. Wear it. I told our church, we're wearing it, we're speaking it, we're putting it on our cars, we're wearing our keychains, we're going to put it on our dogs, we're going to name our dogs. Yeah. Now here's how it all started. I'm in Israel, right? And we just took an Israel trip. And by the way, youth, and I know Mom's watching, Mom, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit while we were in Israel, said, Chip, I want you to have a leadership youth tour in Israel next year. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I'm not going to be a part of it. We'll have Shelly do my part, but you'll lead them. We'll have Guy. He's a guide over there who's awesome. And here's some of the things we're going to do. And there were Australia churches over there, one of them from Hillsong, and they're going to get their youth involved in this. Canada and other leaders from all over are going to come. And Mom said, I just only want one bus. She goes, Mom said, I'm not considered about numbers. I want to raise up some real champion warriors in the last days. I'm not real concerned about the number. That David wasn't concerned about the numbers either. Neither was God with Gideon. He just kept taking them off. But the numbers seemed to be growing. One of the things we're going to do is take a camel ride out into the desert with tents, and we're going to pack them, and we're going to stay all night under the stars in the desert with tents. Isn't that awesome? And we're going to teach and look at those stars that God showed Abram when he became Abraham. And we're going to teach men and women how to see in faith. You're scared, don't go. You're not ready. Amen. Camels, they stink it. Don't go. Stay home in the air conditioning. Get your potato chips. God loves you. You're still going to heaven. We're going to kayak the Jordan River, get baptized in it where Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist. We're going where David and Goliath fought. We're going to mountain bike down to that one. We're going to climb a couple mountains. We're going to get some real leaders. If you're worried about lunch right now and you're sleepy, probably not you. Keep seeking the Lord. But we were just over there, and they just recently found a synagogue. You know, they're always digging. And they just recently found one, and they're very excited about it. It's probably one of the most exciting things they found recently in Israel. And it happens to be right where Mom's place is by the Sea of Galilee. And so we got to visit it, and we were one of the earlier groups to visit it as it was done. And so we're down there, And it's scriptural. It's 100% guaranteed Jesus was there. How do they know this? Because in the scriptures it says he went from village to village, town to town, and to all the synagogues, and he was preaching, and we know what he was preaching. But there's a particular scripture that says he landed at Migdal. This is where they found it. It's right off the coast of Migdal. They landed there, and he went to the synagogue, and he preached. And we know what he preached. We know what he said at this place. They found it. They found the rock where you lay the scroll down, whoever gets up to speak. So they know exactly where he was standing. So we, as a group, were so excited. They had this thing roped off with two or three people and guides there. No, don't touch, don't go by, don't do, you know what I'm saying? And we're standing there looking where Jesus stood. Like here to there. We're looking where he preached and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." I'm looking where he flexed for the first time. I know he did. You know he had to. We'll find out when we get there. But I promise you're going to hear, "I told you." You're not even going to think I'm going to be around you to go, "Jesus, did you flex there?" "Yes." "Told you." You're going to hear me from way over heaven. And so anyway, Randy, where's Randy at? He's in the back. Okay. So Randy and I are there. And they're not letting anybody near there. So the group kind of moves. And a lady comes from probably heaven, maybe with wings, I don't know. And she comes down and says, and so Randy and I are going to do a video. And with, you know, the ropes behind me. And I said, so we started it. And a lady goes, "I'll give you 5 minutes in there." We said, "Who are you? What? Is that legal? Will we get arrested?" "Just go. Just go. Go." And I stood where he stood. And I said what he said. Thousands of years later. And I heard him. I heard him. He knew that day was going to happen. And he knew I was going to speak to you now. And he said, "Chip, don't just preach it. Don't just preach it here and there. Live it. Live it. Live it." That's where it's at right there. And so, and as on the plane home, you know, I'm listening to him what he's saying, and I heard all these scriptures come up to me. "In him we live and move and have our being." Who's him? Who's Jesus? Christ. Who's Christ? The anointed one and his anointing. In Christ, let's translate it. In the anointing, let's translate it. In the power, we live.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And if you want to contact us, please do at A Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And you can call us at 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. Or you can get a hold of us or check out our website at agloriouschurch.net. And remember, champions, you can do all things through the anointing, all for His glory.